Vocabulary. The apartment. Learn some useful words and expressions to talk about flats and apartments.
Flat or apartment. This is a room or rooms in a building that you can rent. For a sweltering apartment in the summer, choose a nice attic flat. And for a cold, damp, wet apartment in the winter months, choose a basement or ground floor flat.
Studio flat. This is a one-bedroom flat with a living room, kitchen, and bedroom all combined, designed to drive you crazy after a few months being trapped in the same room.
Tenant. This is the person who rents the flat.
Landlord, landlady. This is the person who owns the flat and who charges you rent every month. Landlords have a tendency to appear every time you owe them money and mysteriously disappear every time something goes wrong with the apartment.
Lease or tenancy. This is a legal term that refers to the amount of time you can rent the flat. There are short leases, 3 to 6 months, or long leases, 9 to 24 months.
The rent. This is the money you pay for the flat. It is usually charged on a monthly basis. After years of paying rent, you'll kick yourself for not having bought a flat, as monthly mortgage payments tend to be more or less the same as the rent payments.
The deposit. An amount of money you give to the landlord before you start living in a flat. This money is supposedly returned at the end of the tenancy. However, landlords are experts at finding reasons to deduct from the total.
Fully equipped. A fully equipped flat comes complete with everything, including all electrical appliances, such as the cooker for preparing your gourmet recipes, a fridge for keeping your food cold, a washing machine for washing your clothes, the air conditioning for keeping your flat cool, and heating for stopping the water from turning to ice on those cold winter nights.
Fully furnished. A fully furnished flat comes with furniture, often including a sofa, chairs, tables, beds, and spoons.
Ground floor, first floor, etc. In British English, the ground floor is the floor that is next to the ground, logically. And the floor above this, after going up one flight of stairs, is the first floor. However, in American English, it's all different. The floor on the ground level is referred to the first floor, and the floor above this, after going up the stairs, is the second floor. Very confusing.
Neighbors. These are the people who live above, under, and next to you. Neighbors have a tendency to make all sorts of noises, including banging, shouting, crashing, and barking.
Flatmate. Roommate or roomie in the U.S. This is the person who you share a flat with. An ideal flatmate spends his or her weekends away from the flat, works all night and sleeps during the day, and has a sister or brother who is a model. A nightmare flatmate is a complete psycho who never cleans, washes, or pays any bills.
Bills. These are the written notices informing you how much you must pay for gas, electricity, water, etc. Bills are great sources of tension, especially the phone bill, as no one can agree on how to divide it. Typical expressions during the negotiation of the bill include, "I'm not paying for that."
Chores. These are the little jobs that are done in the flat, such as cleaning, washing, sweeping, and mopping. Organized tenants have cleaning rotas, which consists of a timetable explaining clearly who has to do what and when. Disorganized flat occupiers just fight.
Rooms. Most flats come complete with the following rooms. A bathroom, the place to have a shower, bath, and cut your nails. Living room, the place where you relax on the sofa and fight over the television remote control. Bedroom, the place where you sleep, read, and entertain guests in privacy. Kitchen, the place where you cook, chat, and wash.
Flooring. This is the material used to cover the floor. Many flats have carpets. Some have wood, and some may even have tiles. Avoid flats with sand.
The view. What you can see when you look out the windows. Nice views include the sea, a park, or an attractive neighbour. Not so nice views include a chemical factory, a prison, or a rubbish site.
Noise levels. Each flat comes complete with its own level of noise. Some particularly nasty noises include arguing neighbours, loud music or radios, heavy traffic and barking dogs. Nice noises include singing birds and silence.
Light. This refers to the amount of light that a flat has. Flats with lots of natural sunlight are light. and interior flats with no natural light are considered dark and recommended for vampires only.